In the studio, I've got Peggy Oakey. Morning, Peggy.
Morning, Aaron.
How are we doing this morning?
I'm doing fine, thank you. How about you?
Oh, yeah, I'm doing good. I was just saying to you, I like doing interviews. I got three this morning, so it's a good morning for me. And the interview now, we're talking about Maui Dolphin Gathering, Me Arahakinga Maui Dolphin Gathering at... Actually, where is it? Because I was a bit confused about that.
It's going to be at Union Hall, which is the building between the Congregational Church on the corner of Stewart Street, across the street from iHub. So just go down Stewart, and it's the next building after the church.
Yeah.
And it's part of the church complex, but it's that nice large building that's where they have the growers market on Fridays when it's raining.
Yes.
So it's been a really nice thing for them.
Yeah, okay. So it's going to be in there. And it's like we talked yesterday with the Environment Centre. There's not a big Maui Dolphin Day and Recycle Raft Race event this year, but you've organised this. So what's your kind of overall aim with this event?
Well, I would like to also acknowledge all the other people involved in helping to organise it. So Sue Hall and her wonderful PA, Yvonne. And mainly this event is not going to be a regular Maui Dolphin Day. It's going to be revolving around my environmental art piece that I began working on like over a month ago.
Okay.
Yeah. And so that is the installation that is a representation of what I did last year in Washington, D.C.
Okay. That wasn't about the Maui Dolphin in Washington, D.C. They don't have them up there.
Well, actually... I proposed an installation, and we got two recovered fishing nets that were quite large, 10 feet by 10 feet, so that's roughly 3 by 3 meters, and suspended them. And then I invited people in this festival. It was a 10-day festival, 5 days, 2 days off, 5 days, in Washington, D.C. with the Smithsonian. It's called the Folklife Festival. And my proposal was to have a goal of something like, 3,000 origami whales and dolphins folded by festival goers.
Yeah.
And I had a great team of volunteers helping. And we got about 2,500. And in the process of that, I decided to, it was all wonderful how it manifested and flowed, and I decided that instead of just randomly hanging origami dolphins and whales on this fishing net, and this is to raise awareness about bycatch and entanglement, which I'll get into, but I thought, why don't I make some kind of shape of a dolphin or a whale? And so the first one was a humpback whale.
Yeah. Within the net. You put them all on the net in that shape.
Yeah. And then the other net we had... I said, "Well, let's do dolphins." And I at first thought, "Oh, I'll do just some typical dolphins that people see." And I thought, "No, wait a minute. I need to raise awareness about some of the most endangered dolphins in the world. One is the vaquita porpoise in the Sea of Cortez in Mexico.
Yeah.
There's only about 10 left."
Oh, wow.
And that is as a result of getting caught in gill nets that fishermen poachers are using to capture the totoaba fish, which is in demand for their swim bladders to China.
It's one of those stories.
Yeah.
We hear those. It's like the shark fin issue, isn't it?
Yeah. And so there's the vaquita porpoise, the second smallest cetacean in the world, and then the smallest one, which is the Maui dolphin. So I did a mosaic. So I made mosaics, basically, putting together all these pieces by color and such to create these different species.
Yeah.
So I did a Maui dolphin there, and then I thought, I've got to do one when I'm back in Raglan.
Yeah. So you've got, I saw a call out, you were asking on Facebook for a net, or someone was asking for a net.
Yes, it's a real mission, finding recovered fishing net.
Did you get one, or are we gonna be installing the origami dolphin on something else?
I got it on Tuesday.
Okay. Oh, well, that's, Tuesday's fine.
But we'd been working on it for well over a month. Like I began asking around about probably 6-7 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really hard to obtain. But the thing is that there's heaps of it out there in the ocean.
Yeah, just floating around.
Well, yeah, there is, and I'll have some examples at the Maui Dolphin event.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So people can come along, bring the kids along and make an origami Maui dolphin.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got the pattern for it.
Mm-hmm. We're very close to our goal. We literally just about have 1,000 origami Maui dolphins that students from Raglan Area School, and many thanks to Nick, the librarian there, and to Ange Prane with her classroom, her two classes that folded. And then Nick, the librarian here at the Raglan District, Council Office and the library.
Yeah.
So lots of community support and contributions from all these different people all over.
Yeah.
So
hopefully on Saturday we'll be able to finish off the installation. Is that your hope? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So come along, folks. Actually, the time, when does it start? 10 o'clock?
Mm-hmm.
10 till 2, so keep that in mind.
Yeah, please do come out and join us.
What else will be going on in the hall?
Well, I'll be working on the installation and putting it all together. I've already started the part that I need to really focus on, which is the mosaic part. But I'll be asking people to contribute their origami Maui dolphin to add on. And there'll be coloring of Maui dolphins if they'd like.
Yeah.
And there'll be a little bit of information about Maui dolphins there. And we have Paul Murray, our wonderful
Mr. X. He used to be Mr. X for Extreme, and he's still involved with Pata Kore and the zero waste world.
Mm-hmm.
But he'll be here. Environmental Education Specialist, we called him.
Mm.
Well, not we. I didn't write this. I don't know why I said we.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's what it says. So what will he be doing?
Title.
What will he be doing?
He'll be doing, I think, similar to what he usually does at Maui Dolphin Day, which is having maybe quizzes about Maui dolphins and then prizes for the people who get the right answers. And
yeah. If you haven't seen him and you've got young kids, he's really good fantastic with kids.
He really is.
I've watched him just hold the attention of the audience in previous Maui Dolphin Days. So, you'll get a bit of a break as a young parent.
Yes.
If Paul's around.
Paul's great. He's great. I was so thrilled when we confirmed that he was going to be here for this.
Yeah. Do you want to mention supporters who've help make it happen?
Yeah, I'd like to thank the Whangaroa Environment Center, WEC, and property brokers, and Pata Kore, and Marine Matters, and
which is
again,
one of the environment center's sort of projects.
And I'd also like to again, thank everybody, all the kids, everybody who's already gone ahead and folded origami Maui dolphins to contribute.
Yeah,
and would you like to guess how many I've counted so far?
Well, it must be four figures.
Well, the goal is 1,000.
Oh, the goal is 1,000. Sorry, right. I was thinking, you had your goal of a bit more over in the US.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is it over 500 yet?
830.
We're well on the way.
We're well on the way. And I'll be picking up some more today, so I think we're going to be pretty much there.
Yeah.
So what the reason for 1,000 is based on the Japanese legend of 1,000 cranes, folding 1,000 cranes if somebody has a wish.
Yeah.
This is a very old legend that they would fold 1,000 of the paper cranes. And those are a lot of work. It's quite involved to do 1,000.
Yeah, actually, thinking about it, that would be hard work.
They're a little bit more complex. And so it's based on basically wishing a wish for the Maui dolphins that they recover and thrive because they've been struggling for a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the numbers just tend to keep going down.
Yeah, and you've been involved in you've been campaigning since. How long have you been doing environmental campaigning?
Ooh, boy. I started being an activist for dolphins about close to 40 years ago.
Right. So you were, for people who don't know, or people who are thinking they know the name Peggy Okin and aren't sure, you should go and watch the movie Dogtown and Z-Boys, because Peggy is about the original, like the original skaters in a lot of ways that kicked off.
In that era, that style. Yeah.
And because I saw it a year or two ago, and there was a lot of skating and people's unused or dried up swimming pools in California and things like that, and it's a really cool movie. I recommend it. So you'd sort of come to the public's attention that way, and then you, sounds like pretty quickly moved into campaigning for sea life dolphins and what have you.
At that time, I was also learning to surf. when I was doing the skating and just learning about dolphins surfing and learning about how intelligent they are and their behaviors, how they look after each other and all these sort of things. And it just really raised my appreciation. And then as I learned, like I said, about 40 years ago or longer, about different things threatening them. And at that time, it was this tuna fishery industry in the Eastern Pacific. And I just said, I've got to do something. I've got to give back to these beautiful beings. And so what was going on then is still going on. And basically fishermen, tuna fishermen would have spotter planes, and then they'd have chaser boats, and then they had the purse seine net on the big fishing boat. And the spotter planes would say, hey, the dolphins are over there. And the reason why they would chase the dolphins into this purse seine net. So a purse seine net is like a big purse, like a handbag.
Yeah.
And so...
Oh, you just close it at the top.
Yeah,
there,
so it's like big and deep. And they found that about half the time, yellowfin tuna would be swimming underneath because they both are very fast swimmers.
So they would just target the dolphins, assuming there would be the fish they wanted.
Because that was after they were catching what they
talk about. Yeah, there's a bycatch. That's a
yeah. And the whole thing about dolphin safe tuna is not very accurate or safe for the dolphins. So.
Is it better than it was?
I think it's a little bit better, but not a whole lot better. And I highly recommend that anybody who cares about dolphins and whales and sea beings, even sharks. I mean, sharks are really important beings. To watch the documentary Seaspiracy, it's spelled S-E-A as in sea, the ocean, Spiracy, S-P-I-R-A-C-Y.
Yeah.
It's a very important film.
There's something I've kind of picked up with the seabed mining issue is that when things are out at sea, all sorts of things go on, and people that's unobserved.
Yep.
So
out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah, yeah. And I know we do have observers on fishing vessels. I know a guy in Raglan who used to do that job. Mm. That's not a job I would like. But
was he ever threatened?
I don't think so. Maybe we might be a little more chill down here in New Zealand.
Yeah, probably right
issues.
Here. But
yeah. I hope anyway.
Yeah.
I guess like there's talk behind the scenes about how Maui Dolphin Day might evolve, and I almost feel like there's a lot of pressure on Raglan to provide all the support to the Maui Dolphin and campaign for the Maui Dolphin, but it needs to go wider.
It definitely does.
Yeah,
to be
successful, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's kind of what I wanted to talk to you about. I guess that's something you've been trying to do is bring attention.
Yeah,
on those issues wider than just. I presume it's that maybe the same in the US. Well, your story is you got involved in the sea and started to care for the life in the sea.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the people with that kind of connection, and we live on the coast, so we kind of got that connection.
Mm.
It's how you get the message to the people who don't live by the sea or live in the sea.
Mm. Well, I'll share one thing real quickly before I go on to answering your question, is that the reason why I had a goal of 3,000 origami whales and dolphins at the Folklife Festival, where I did this in double, I guess you could say, entanglement installation, is to raise awareness about bycatch entanglement, which is either when different sea beings, dolphins, whales, sharks, crabs, octopus, everything gets hauled into this net when the fishermen are targeting one species, and everything else gets thrown overboard, usually dead, or they will die, and the numbers are staggering. And then entanglement is discarded fishing gear, lost fishing gear that floats around in the ocean, just getting tangled around all sorts of sea life and dying. And the number from the International Whaling Commission Scientific Committee, so this is not just some random, environmental group or something. This is the best top marine scientists of dolphins and whales in the world. And they reported that over 300,000 dolphins and whales every year die of bycatch or entanglement. So that's connected to the fishing industry.
Yeah.
And the numbers for example, sea turtles, 250,000 a year bycatch entanglement. Mm. And over 250,000 seabirds every year. I think it's like more like 300,000, including albatross. So, it's really important to understand our connection. And then, but you know, because eating seafood unfortunately has that connection, and fish farming is not a solution either. Fish farming is really it's bad for the environment and very inhumane for the fish and such. And so again, I urge everyone to watch Seaspiracy and learn about what's going on in that place that we don't see, which is way out there in the oceans. As far as expanding the awareness and the actual actions and care for the Maui dolphin, it does need to go beyond Raglan. It really does. It needs to be. And so that's the intent of this installation, is to have it be a traveling exhibit. My previous curtain of origami Maui dolphins, which was 1,111, at that time, there was 111 Maui dolphins. And then the 1,000 represented that wish I was telling you about, the Japanese legend of folding thousand cranes. That went to the Te Papa Museum in Wellington in the Children's Art Department. And then it was exhibited after a couple of months, 2 or 3 months there, it went to the Waikato Museum. And I would love for this installation to be seen in both those places and anywhere else where it would be widely seen by the public across the country. Raise awareness.
That is good. That does answer the question.
Okay.
It's one answer to the question. I guess there's potential for other answers we haven't thought of yet.
We need to raise more awareness across the country. You know, there needs to be like a billboard saying, you know, in different cities across the country, like, this is New Zealand's treasure.
Yeah. The frustrating thing is that there is PR from, I believe it's PR from the fishing industry.
Mm-hmm.
With things like, oh, you know, it's really just the same as the Hector's dolphin. There's really no difference, and you know, because they kind of look the same.
So it's okay if they just disappear. So it's okay if they go extinct, the subspecies of the Hector's, right?
well, the thing is, they won't say that.
Okay.
But they won't say, oh, it's okay if it goes extinct. It's just an attempt to muddy the waters and confuse the debate.
Mm-hmm.
And the reality is, at this point in time, with already so many species gone extinct from human interaction with the planet, another one going extinct is not a good thing.
No, it's not. No. We're apparently in the sixth mass extinction. It's already begun. But we can do things to slow it down or stop it, you know. And that was what that documentary that I hosted couple Sundays back, Eating Our Way to Extinction. That's free on YouTube and available in 20 languages. These filmmakers were very passionate about getting the word out, raising awareness. And that's another film that I highly recommend. And it's free on YouTube.
That was Eating Our Way to Extinction.
Yes.
That's the name of the film.
It covers a lot about ocean dead zones, bycatch entanglement, which is the largest threat to dolphins and whales and many sea beings in the ocean. Which are so important to us. We're all connected.
So that's a lot of what you can do as an individual.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what they're talking about?
Yeah.
I'm always concerned about, of course, the corporate influence and industry influence on government decisions, because that's like, it's great and it's awesome that people are making changes in their own lives.
Mm-hmm.
Like I do not want to downplay that because that's part of it.
Yeah.
But and there was just Radio New Zealand just had some investigation into the lobbyists who work for the government and work in and around the government, and that's like a huge, huge, huge issue. And I think just that's a point we need to keep hammering too.
It's a tough one on one hand, because there's so many multiple millions of dollars going into marketing, TV advertisements, convincing people that, oh, this is good for you, when actually things like dairy products can be very unhealthy and such. And seafood now with the microplastics in it, woo!
Yeah.
So, I'd recommend watching that documentary, Eating Our Way to Extinction, because they also talk about solutions at the end of the film. So it's not all like, oh, this is all horrible, 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 and then
we don't need
everybody like depressed walking out going, wow, no, there's solutions.
Because we know there's a problem. We probably don't need to be told anymore.
Yeah, the great thing is there's people working on solutions.
Yeah, and that's important to remember too, that when you do feel down about this, like there are people all over the place. We're often laboring in an obscurity for much of their lives, but coming up with solutions and working ideas.
Yep, and there's a couple of local legends here who I just so admire, Liz and Rick of Extreme Waste and many other things, including WEC.
We just had Liz in the studio yesterday. For WEC. Hey, I think I've got someone. My next interview is probably turned up. Yeah, there we go. Lana's ready to go.
Okay.
All right, so it's time for us to wrap up, folks. We've been talking to Peggy Oakey. We're talking about the Maui Dolphins gathering that's happening at the Union Church Hall on Stewart Street. It's number three, but I don't think anyone thinks of it as number three. We all know what the hall is.
Just the one after the building after the church on Stewart Street.
Yeah.
Come on down, everybody.
And bring the kids and fold some origami dolphins. Peggy will show you how. And Paul will be there, Paul Murray, to keep the kids entertained as well.
Yeah,
Q&A, giveaways and prizes, it says.
Yep, and some food.
And some food.
Mm-hmm, a little bit of food.
We like food. Yeah. Awesome, Peggy. Look, thank you for coming in, and we'll see you down there on Saturday.
Thank you, Aaron. All right.
Okay, folks, we're going to have a little break, and when I come back, I'll be talking to Lani about sophrology.